Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, a High School National Championship, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket, leading to the Bassmaster Classic. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are, and for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation Club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the watch button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. And now we've added a new element to Bassmaster Radio, and that's our video feed that you can find at Bassmaster.com/radio or go to Bassmaster.com and click on the watch tab and then click on Bassmaster Radio. The BassPro.com Bassmaster Open at Lewis Smith Lake is in the books, and Jacob Poroznik stormed in from fourth place on Championship Saturday to not only punch his ticket to his sixth Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Classic, but to strengthen his hold on the top spot in the overall Opens Angler of the Year standings and the Elite Series berth that goes with it. Jay Powell caught him deep, early, and often, and he is coming up in the Rapala winner's circle. Now, I had the pleasure of fishing with a couple of really good guys in the event, former Auburn College angler Mitchell Jennings and vet Todd Childs, who had never seen a lake before this event. I ended up 71st in a field of about 160 co-anglers, but had a great time as always. Now, speaking of the Opens, David Williams won the AOI for the Southern Opens, finishing 4th, 4th, and 18th, and the once and maybe future elite will join us today as well. And Louisiana Elite Pro Derek Hudnell will be one of the all-star pros in the Yamaha Bassmaster Redfish Cup Championship presented by Skeeter.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now joined by a guy, well, he spent 3 years on the Elite Tour and hasn't been on there for a couple of years or so. And he really wanted to fish Hartwell. He wanted to fish the Classic at Hartwell. So he's been fishing the Opens. And a funny thing happened along the way. He kept finishing so high in the standings that he won the Southern Opens Angler of the Year, and he's continued to fish really well, fishing all of the Opens, and he's David Williams, and he joins us now. David, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great.
David's out of Maiden, North Carolina. That Carolinas area has been hot. I mean, you guys got a lot of great sticks over there, but between Hank Cherry winning back-to-back Bassmaster Classics and all of the other guys, a lot of the young sticks that are coming out of that area, I don't know what it is, but it seems like the Carolinas are kind of taking control of professional bass fishing here recently.
Yeah, I think it's just the, combination of, producing, an area that's producing a lot of good anglers, and the competition level's high around here, so you got to bring it every week, and so it just continues to grow, as we go.
So you've won over $200,000 with bass, and when you decided to fish these Opens, you hadn't fished a Classic yet. Was the goal, I want to requalify for the Elites, or was the goal, I need to get to Hartwell, which is in the neighborhood, and I want to go fish that Classic? What was the number one driving force for you?
Yeah, I wanted to make it to the Classic. I've actually fished the Classic before. I won a national championship back in 2008, I believe it was, and qualified to fish the Red River Classic, the one that I believe Skeet Reese won. But it's been a while, so I definitely like to make it back to a classic, you know, that would suit my fishing style a little better.
Well, we need to get your info updated then at the angler site, because it didn't mention that classic that you fished in, but of course you did fish there. And Hartwell, when you say it benefits your style, you just recently fished at Smith Lake. I fished in that one as a co-angler as well. Tell me about the similarities. Were there many similarities in your mind between the way Smith fished, where you finished 30th, and the way Hartwell fishes?
Oh, yeah, they're very similar. I kind of look at, like, Smith Lake, Hartwell, and Norman. They all set up pretty similar, where you're fishing a lot of docks, a lot of rocks, a lot of man-made structure, brush piles, stuff like that.
What about the blue herring? I mean, they're there in Smith. Of course, they're very prominent now in Hartwell. I know that Davey Height, another Carolina guy, he is not a big fan of it because it takes all of the, you know, they don't relate to any particular structure. They're just relating to those herring balls, and it can be anywhere. It could be over 100 feet. It could be in the back of a creek.
Yeah, it definitely makes them move a lot more. So you can find them one day, and they can move overnight and, you know, be 5 or 10 miles away. It just depends on where the bait goes.
What is your thought about the difference in the spots, what has now been qualified or classified as a Alabama spot versus the spots in Hartwell? Is it a different fish?
Yeah, they're different. I mean, you got, you know, the Kentuckys, the Alabama spots, and, you know, the Alabama spots, they generally get a little bit bigger and are quite a bit meaner, seems like. But, you know, on Lake Norman, they've been really good for Lake Norman. I mean, a lot of people would argue, with me on that. But I fished Norman 20 years ago when we didn't have any spots in it. And, man, it got the name the Dead Sea. I mean, you couldn't hardly catch a bass out there. I mean, it was like a lot of times you'd go out there and majority of the tournaments took 10 or 12 pounds to win. So, and now that's not the case anymore. If you go out there, especially from like November on till probably May, you'll see those spots really kicking in. And it may take 18 to 21 pounds to win pretty much any tournament out there on Lake Norman now. So, it's been good for Norman.
Yeah, I see. I'm glad to hear you say that, because I couldn't understand why there were so many people talking about how the Alabama spots were ruining Lake Norman because they're more aggressive and they were taking out the natural spots that were in Norman and so on and so forth. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. How is it not good to have a fish that is more prolific and a fish that's going to grow bigger be in Lake Norman? And, and you're one of the first guys I've heard that have endorsed it and said, you know what, this is a good thing for Norman.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but I like catching fish.
Yeah.
I mean, I like going out there and most of the time you go out on Lake Norman now, I mean, you can catch 40, 50 bass. I mean, you do have to catch, you know, you catch a lot of small ones, but like I say, if you come out there in the cooler weather months and, you know, the big ones show up and you better catch them. I mean, you do still have largemouth present and they're doing some stocking programs up there with some F1s. It's yet to be seen how that's going to take off.
Yeah.
But I hope it works, you know, but I like the stocking program. So, you know, I just hope it works.
You were fourth at Norman and, of course, locked up the Southern Opens AOI there. You were fourth at Dandridge. You were 18th in Leesburg. I mean, what happened in Leesburg? You slacker? I mean, I'll go 18th. I mean, this is an incredible record. I mean, people got to understand there's 225 pros in these things for the most part. To go 18-4-4 in the Southerns is incredibly good.
Well, you know, the bad thing about it is, I actually found the winning fish at Harris Chain. I was sharing a spot with the leader. Yeah. Me and him was bouncing back off of the same spot. And the guy that ended up winning, like I say, we were bouncing back and forth together on one of the spots he won off of. Day two, I caught him. Day one, I lost him. You know, yeah. So that was the biggest difference. I really felt like I was on him better there than I was the other two events. So, you know, but it was just a just great year. I mean, everything just kind of worked out.
Yeah. Yeah, those winning fish were right there within sight of the launch, right there at Leesburg. I fished that one as well, and I remember those fish were they got to won. It was, you know, everybody's running around going through canals everywhere and working their way to faraway lakes, and yet the guy that ended up wins the thing, you know, did it within sight. I don't think he burned 5 gallons of gas the whole day, the whole tournament out there.
Yeah, so that's kind of the way I was. I just ran maybe about 2 miles and shut down, and I had one area I pretty much fished, and it was what it was they had sprayed it and killed all the grass.
Yeah.
And we had found a clump, or it's kind of a pretty big clump, but a pretty big clump of green grass that was in amongst all this dead grass. So, and the fish had all kind of drawn up in those areas. So pretty fortunate to find it, but, you know, hopefully I can do that again.
Well, and next year, I say next year too, it won't be, but 4 months now from now, there will be an elite event at Harris right after the elite event at Palatka. So a great opportunity to fish a couple of elite events right in that same area there before the Classic at Harwell. You got one more shot to make the Classic, and that'll be in the Central Open at Grand Lake. But will we see David Williams in the elite field at Palatka and at the Harris chain in February?
Well, you know, I'm still waiting to get all my information together. I just don't have any information on how their circuit is being conducted or anything next year. And I know how it was run in the past, and you know, I'm leaning that way. But you know, just waiting on, you know, a couple emails, I guess, and then we're gonna tell you for sure.
There you go. So the 29th place finish, by the way, at the Central Open at Pickwick, backed up by the 30th place finish. So again, very consistent in the Centrals as well. And you know, we wish you the best of luck at Grand Lake. I know you want to get to Hartwell, so you know, go win that thing at Grand Lake and get to Hartwell. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. That should be you know, really good event, and you know, Grand Lake's full of big fish, and it should fit my style fishing there too. Should be a really good event for us.
David Williams has been our guest. He is the Angler of the Year in the BassPro.com Bassmaster Southern Opens. We appreciate you, David. Congratulations on a great year.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. All right. We're going to break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. It's Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, something really cool is coming up. I talked about this in the opening of the show, but the Yamaha Bassmaster Redfish Cup Championship, presented by Skeeter, is coming up in November. And this is really neat because they've got basically 6 all-star teams that feature a Bassmaster Pro paired with a Redfish Pro. And then they got like 4 stud redfish teams as well in this thing that have won various different kind of redfish tournaments and so on. So one of the all-stars that's going to be in this deal is Derek Hudnall, and he is going to be pairing with Ron Houston, who I have no idea who he is, but Derek does. And he joins us now to tell us more about this very, very unique tournament that's coming up. Derek, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, man, doing great. Thanks for having me, Tom. Glad to be here. And, man, looking forward to chasing some redfish here in a couple of weeks.
If could you pick Ron Houston out of a lineup yet? I mean, do you even know who this guy is or what? I mean, you guys aren't out there fishing.
I have heard the name. I know he has had a lot of success on the redfish side. He has had SLW championships. He's won the IFA championship a few times in his past. So he's a pretty well respected redfish guy, and I got the privilege to talk to him a few times and kind of, you know, stir his brain a little bit to see how it works. And you know, I think we're gonna fish well, man. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I grew up red fishing. You know, I'm gonna tell you guys a quick story right now. I mean, back when in my youth, you know, we would, you know, a lot of South Louisiana is brackish water, so a lot of times when we're bass fishing, we would catch a redfish. But to us at the time, they were trash.
Yeah.
Here in South Louisiana, we called them dope heads. That's just what we called them because we didn't want to catch them. You know, it was always a trash fish for us. Of course, that was in the younger days, too. But, man, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to this, man, super unique concept that's gonna be really, you know, a viewer's, you know, a sport or a fishing fanatic viewer's dream.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to bring the best of two sides together. And to see these guys work together, and because a lot of people don't realize how much tournament fishing is between the ears, is mental.
Yeah.
And when you go to team tournament fishing, it is not necessarily how good each individual angler is, but it's how good they work together. So it's going to be a super unique concept, and man, I can't wait to be a part of this and give everybody a show.
All right, so Port Aransas, am I saying that right? Aransas, Port Aransas. Is that what it's called?
Aransas.
All right. Port Aransas. Yeah. It's by Corpus Christi, Texas. All right.
Correct.
So it's over in that
mm-hmm.
area. You're a Louisiana boy, so it's not too far for you to get over there. Now, yeah. I spent a lot of time fishing for reds in the backwaters of Fort Myers, Sanibel Island, Captiva, you know, in that area. Mm-hmm. My family has lived there since 1978. And I got to tell you, man, for folks who haven't caught a redfish, first of all, you do fish them or can fish them a lot like you do a bass. But if you were to hook up a 5-pound red to a 5-pound largemouth, I mean, that red would pull the scales off the largemouth. You know what I mean? I mean, those things fight like crazy.
There is no doubt when you hook into a redfish because they go plumb crazy. They run. They're super strong. They're built for speed. And, man, it's really hard to argue. If somebody out there said the redfish pound for pound is the hardest fighting fish that swims in the water, it would be hard for somebody to argue that.
Yeah. No,
you know, I mean,
agree.
They are mean. They have a will to live, and they are built for speed. Those things are fun to catch.
Now, tell us a little bit about the format. This is a two fish measure the inches type of deal, or are you weighing them?
Yeah, no, it's weighed two fish per day. You know, we're looking for, you know, fish that are between 20 and 28 inches, which is a slot in Texas. So we're looking for the two heaviest fish that we can find. So you're looking for, you know, you're looking for those 27 and a half inch fish, those 27 and three quarters, but not necessarily that, but it's just the girth of the fish that matters as well. You know, because that time of the year, those fish should start moving into those shallow waters where we're going to be migrating a little farther north than they are right now, feeding up for the wintertime. This is the time of the year where they start moving up shallow and they start feeding. So these fish should be heavy. You know, a typical summertime, you know, the fish are normally, you know, you're looking for those 8 to 9 pound fish. You know, this time of the year, we start getting into fall. Those fish are going to be heavier. Those fish are going to be 9 to 11 pounds. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah. Now, are you releasing these after you weigh them on the water, or is there actually going to be a weigh-in?
No. There's actually going to be a live weigh-in. You know, we do bring the fish to the scale.
Oh, okay.
We weigh our two fish, and they are released. I'm pretty sure of that. I haven't heard anything differently.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that's the way they're going to do it.
So you've got yourself, you got Matt Herron, you got Mark Menendez, which, you know, I don't think of Mark Menendez. I think he's a Kentucky guy. What the heck's he don't know about the Revit? But, you know, I'm sure Patrick Walters is over on the coast as well.
Yep.
And then, of course, the Zeldanes, Crate, Chris and Trate, Zeldane, Crate, I guess that's what you would call them as combined. But Chris and Trate Zeldane, big with Yamaha and Skeeter as well. And they'll be out there fishing in this deal as well. But I would think that these four teams, that are champions, you know what I mean, in the redfish circuits, you know, they work as a team. It's going to be tough to compete with those guys, isn't it?
I mean, tough is relative. We're looking for two fish, Tom.
It's two fish.
We're looking for two fish that weigh the heaviest that are under 28 inches. I can promise you what those four stud teams cannot do. They cannot look under the water and measure and weigh a fish before they catch it. I can promise you that.
Yeah.
But so we're only looking for two fish. I like my chances. This is only 10 teams, guys. We're 10 teams, and we're competing for $50,000.
That's nice.
Only 10 teams, and you're going to see the best of both worlds. Like I said, just because redfish guys and the guys that are, you know, the four teams that are the studs that are paired up, you know, just because they're both redfish guys, it doesn't scare me. I like
so,
my chances.
Yeah. Now, is a 28-inch fish illegal? So it's got to be under 28, or is this 28
Correct.
Legal? Under 28.
It can. You're right. It's got to be 28. And we actually had a Zoom meeting with Bass and everybody on the whole circuit last week, with Hank Weldon and Steve Bowman and everybody that's putting it on. And, yes, it has to be under 28. It can touch the line 8 inches. It can touch it. But that's all it can do. It cannot go over it.
Can't go past the line. Okay.
You're right. And they actually have these measuring boards that they're going to provide for us that has kind of a slide channel down it that actually pinches the tail for you. And so that way, when you measure a fish, it's going to be correct every single time. You don't have to worry about pinching a tail or fanning a tail. This contraption does it for you.
Nice.
And, you know, wherever the tail touches with that contraption is where it stands. So we're looking for, again, we're looking for two fish, yeah. You know, but those other guys that are teamed up, the two redfish guys teamed up together, like I said, they can't look under the water and measure and weigh a fish. So we'll just see where the
it's going to be really close
whenever everything happens.
It's going to be really close. I mean, this could be a matter of ounces because, you know, you think that there'll be a bunch of 28-inch fish caught. So we're at 27 and 7/8-inch fish. Yeah. So this could be pretty close. Now, where does this go off limits? Like, can you go into Capano Bay or can you go up towards, you know, going towards Houston at the San Antonio Bay and so on? Or are you limited to just in at Aransas Bay?
Yes, we are limited. Forgive me for not knowing the exact boundaries right now verbatim. I'd have to look at the sheet, but we are bound.
You're not driving the boat. You're not the one driving the boat. Your redfish pro is driving the boat.
Yeah, well, the whole thought behind this is because this is strictly made for TV and the viewers.
Yeah.
And so they can find us to an area that has good cell phone service because we're going to have live cameras all 3 days that rely on cell phone service. So actually, traditionally, some of the best redfish in that area is actually south of our boundary. At this time of the year, a lot of those bigger redfish are going to start moving in that Port Aransas area, and should be, you know, it should be a good show. But they're kind of confining us. But we still have a ton of water to fish. But only 10 of us have to spread out in.
Right. I was going to say, it's not like you're hooking a pinfish, you know, behind the fin and throwing it up underneath the mangrove. This is all artificial. This is all, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Are you going to have to rely on your partner? I mean, do you have this kind of gear in your arsenal with all of those beautiful St. Croix rods that you have and everything else? I mean, this is a different kind of outfit, I would think.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it is. You know, I will. You know, St. Croix rod has been, you know, my title sponsor this year. I got an incredible relationship with them, and they make so many different lines of rods and even inshore as well. So they're sending me some inshore rods.
Nice.
To help give me the advantage there. So great people, great rods, great company. Reels, I'm going to have to beef up a little bit. You know, I'm used to the 2,500, spinning reels. You know, I'm going to have to go up to probably 3,500 to 4,000.
Right.
Because, you know, especially with redfish, it's about distance. So you need to make sure you get maximum distance on that. So, and a lot of that, I defer to Ron Houston. You know, I had a conversation with him, and I said, look, you know, I'm here to learn. You know, I'm here to figure out how to work best with you. Please give me A, B, C, D, and E of what I need to have. Tell me what I need to have. And he gave it to me. You know, and a lot of my partners from Spro and Gamagatsu and Missile Baits and all of them, they're all sending me stuff that's going to help me on the water there. And, but as far as equipment and tackle and everything that I need, you know, my current sponsors and partners are I'm well taken care of by.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm a Skeeter and Yamaha guy. And it's awesome for them to, you know, they're the ones that are footing the bill for this.
Yeah.
You know, they wanted this to happen. They wanted to make sure this happened. So it's going to be some good stuff, man.
It's going to be cool. Redfish Live coverage will begin at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. each day on Bassmaster.com. It'll also be in the Fox Digital platforms. And FS1 will carry it live November 13th and 14th from 7 to 10 a.m. Derek Hudnall will be in this deal. Well, Derek, we wish you the best of luck with this. And we'll probably track one of you guys down when we get a little closer to it, and we'll have to do a Rapala winner circle after the redfish tournament as well and get a winner, so maybe we'll be talking to you at that point as well.
Man, that would be great, Tom. Thanks for having me, and looking forward to seeing you guys soon.
Very, very cool. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Jacob Poroznik will join us.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Now, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, this dude we had on not too long ago, I didn't know he was going to go win a tournament. We were going to have to bring him back for the Rapala Winner Circle. But Jacob Poroznik, I mean, he's been leading the Opens AOI basically all year long. And now all he did was go down to Smith Lake and take 50 grand out of the pot and win that tournament as well, coming storming in from fourth place with 15 pounds, which, believe me, I fished that tournament. 15 pounds is an excellent bag at Smith Lake this time of year. And he joins us now. J-Paul, welcome back, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. You know, it was interesting. We were talking to David Williams earlier, and he fished the Opens for one purpose, just to get a shot at getting to Hartwell for the Classic. And, oh, by the way, along the way, he ended up winning the AOI in the Southerns and now has to make that decision about rejoining the Elites. You are fishing the Opens with one purpose in mind, and that's to make the Elites. Oh, by the way, you're fishing the Classic. So, you know, I mean, this is a nice little added bonus, I would think.
Yeah, I got to stay with Matt Lee, which is a really, really good friend, him and his wife, Abby. And, when I got there, Matt said, what are you thinking? I said, man, I just need to catch five a day so, you know, I can stay up there in the points to qualify for the Elites. And then, you know, I ended up making the top 10. And Matt says, well, dang, dude, you got a chance to win. And I was like, man, there's no way, you know, that I'm going to win the tournament. I'm just going to go out there and fish and go have fun, you know. And we were leaving the dock, and Jesse Wiggins says, catch 14 pounds and see what it does. And I said, shoot, I don't know if I can catch 14 pounds. And, you know, the first two I caught that Saturday morning was a 4-1 and like a 3-3-quarter. And I knew I could go catch them 2.5. And I was like, man, if I catch a limit, that's, you know, it's going to be 14 pounds. And so never would have thought in a million years that I would have won. And then, you know, when you come in and everybody kind of floods around your boat, I was like, man, there's going to be a chance, you know. So it was a good deal. Like I said, you know, it was a shocker. Never would have thought it in a million years. But, you know, very happy to be able to go back to Hartwell. You know, that's one of my favorite lakes to fish in the country, and especially that time of year. So, you know, it's going to be a good deal. And then plus just to be in the Super Bowl of bass fishing again, yeah. You know, having a chance to requalify for the Elites and be back where I want to be.
And Hartwell is not that dissimilar to what you just got done fishing at Smith Lake, right? I mean, there are similarities. I don't know if you'd be drop-shotting necessarily in trees 100 feet deep, but there is some similarities there when you talk about, you know, chasing a heron and chasing a spot.
Yep, absolutely. They're very, very, very similar in statue. And you know, the good thing about Hartwell is there's a bunch of big largemouth in there too.
Yeah.
So you have a chance of maybe starting off first thing in the morning, catching you a really, really good limit, and then going out and maybe catching a great big largemouth or two and end up coming in with a good bag. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a fun tournament. And man, it's going to making the Classic. And then next week, if I do get to qualify for the Elite, it'll make for a really, really good hunting season.
You know, yeah, I'm sure it will. You know, that's an interesting strategy discussion when you're fishing a lake that has spots and has largemouth. You know, as I said, I fished that one as a Smith Lake as a co-angler. And my second day guy, he said, you know, I know I got spots over here that I can go get 10 pounds of spots, but let's go see if we can't get the morning bite on some largemouth, get a couple of largemouth, and then fill out the limit with spots. But when that didn't work out, he said, you know what, maybe we should have just gone and tried to get the spots in the morning bite and then go looking for kicker largemouth. But you're right about Hartwell. I mean, at that time of year, you could make a living just on those largemouth all in the back of those creeks, I suppose.
Yep, yes you can. You know, it's gonna be, you know, that tournament's about making the right decisions and putting everything in into perspective. And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of big spots in there, which you can catch 20 pounds of spots too. But, you know, that time of year, everything's gonna be biting, so it's gonna be a really, really, really good tournament.
And talk about, you know, you like to fish for five fish. You had to fish for big fish. I mean, that was what the idea was here for you to win this tournament. As you said, you got into some good ones offshore on Saturday, on Championship Saturday. But you've come off of a couple of years fishing the other style where it's the sheer numbers that count. And just talk about the mentality of that, being out there and running a bank and just trying to pile as many fish on as possible, because we saw that at Smith. I mean, there were a ton of small fish caught at Smith versus having the mindset that, you know what, I might get 8 bites, but I'm going to get 5 that are 15 pounds.
Yeah, you know, I I've said this since day one. Like, I never, any tournament that I've ever practiced for anything, I'm a numbers man. I want to get as many bites as I can, and no matter what. Like, I'm not the kind of guy that thinks that I go out there and I put a great big jig on and I go get 8 bites and they're all going to be big ones. I'm the kind of guy that thinks if I get 50 bites, somewhere during those 50 bites, I'm going to have a chance at 5 big ones. So that's my mentality, no matter if I'm fishing MLF, Bassmaster or what. I want to catch as many bass as I can during the day. Now, if things go right in the first 8 or 10 are big ones, that's when you kind of slow up. But until I get enough where I know I have enough, man, I want to jack everything I can catch.
Oh, that's an excellent way to approach it as well. Jacob Poroznik with us coming off his win at Smith Lake. 1 left. He leads the overall AOI for the BassPro.com Bassmaster Open Series. Top 3 guys will get an invite along with the top 3 guys from each of the 3 divisions to the elites. Jacob has won almost $1 million with Bass and has got 5 wins along the way on the circuit as well. This will be his 6th. Bassmaster Classic as well, the one coming up at Hartwell, which he is qualified for one way or the other. You do the math and you see that you got to finish somewhere in the top 100, top 118, 19, something like that. You've been much, much better than that. I think your worst finish here this entire summer fishing against a field of 225 guys has been like 59th maybe at Norman. You've been really, really steady and in good shape. How do you think about that? I remember talking with Seth Fighter about this. Is he did the math at near the end when they went on a northern swing. How do you think about it? Are you thinking 119, or are you thinking about, you know, how do I win this tournament or at least catch a limit every day?
No, I'm going to try to win. You know, I mean, that's what we do. That's what we go out there for. You know, I might start off, if I think I can go catch me 5 pretty quick doing something, I mean, I don't care if they're just keepers, you know. That's what I'm going to do, just to kind of settle me down and be able to go, you know, go fish. But, you know, after I get 5 in the box, then it's game on. You know, I mean, it's just that I have to have that mentality. But, you know, I can go out there and just, you know, and go balls to the wall. But I want to make sure that I do make it in the elites. You know, that was my biggest goal all year, was just to make it to the elites. And then, you know, end up winning at Smith and going to class. That's just a bonus, you know. So, yeah. You know, I'm going to make a living for the rest of my life is fishing on the Elite Series, you know, for sponsors and all that stuff and doing, hopefully do good. You know, there's a bunch of tough guys over there that are fishing that deal. But, you know, it's all about making the right decisions and just, you know, I got to get out there and kind of see. We can sit here and talk about 10,000 variables that can go on, but, you know, just get out there and settle down and just go fishing. I mean, that's basically what I have to do, and hopefully it will pan out.
Talk about those sponsors too, because they have stayed with you throughout this entire process. And this year you went with one goal in mind. There was no other tours. There was no other anything. It was BassPro.com, Bassmaster Opens, and Elite Series or bust. But you know, Livingston and Lawrence and Mercury and the rest of those guys. Just talk about your relationship with them and how that held up through all of this.
Yeah, you know, I can't say words can't describe like the sponsors that I have, you know, with Mercury and Lawrence and Livingston and V&M and like High Seas and Quantum and Power Pole, you know, Falcon Boats, Motor Guide. I mean, I get to run the best equipment in the world, and those companies and people, I've got a really good relationship with everybody. And you know, things have just been clicking along, you know, and I'd like to thank them for supporting me through, you know, a decision that I wanted to make in my career, you know, and they, like I said, they've stuck by me 100%. I never heard a negative thing or nothing like that. So it's been very, very good, and I cannot say enough about all my sponsors that have been beside me.
And they have stuck with you all the way. And I mentioned that this year, and last year you fished the Opens as well. You were still fishing the other circuit. And your finishes weren't as good on the Opens. You had some tough, and it was, you know, some tournaments got moved and so on, but you had some tougher finishes last year. Do you think this year, just focusing on this and this one goal, led to this incredibly consistent season that you've had that includes a win and a lot of finishes in the top 50?
Oh, absolutely. You know, last year, you know, we were leaving from one tournament, driving to the next, getting 2 days of practice, and then starting to open. So, you know, I mean, those Opens are different beasts. You know, there's a lot of guys that are out there for, you know, weeks at a time practicing for that stuff. So they know every nook and cranny. And it's hard to kind of, when there's 225 guys practicing, you know, to get there and get some actual bites, you know. So, yeah, it's actually a different kind of mindset when you're doing that. But, you know, that was last year, you know. And like I said, I kind of try to rush things. I never got really to prepare for what was going on, and you know, I only got to fish two divisions of it because I got in it late. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I had my chances. You know, we were going into Louisville. I was in like, I think ninth place in the points, and I had to catch. You know, if I'd have caught 12 pounds a day, but I didn't. You know, I never got that deal. And looking back on it, you know, I always think that if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And I don't think it was meant for me to go back to the elites last year.
Yeah. Jacob Poroznik with us. All right. Finally, handicap Grand Lake for us. I know you fished an elite there back in 2018, finished 44th that year, made the cut. But what kind of a Grand Lake are we looking at here now, late October? And how do you think you're going to attack it?
You know, I mean, it's going to be all about finding the bait fish and seeing what the fish are, what kind of mood they're actually in. You know, the National Fishing League, National Professional Fishing League was just there, you know, and a lot of guys caught a lot of fish. There's, you know, so, I think there's going to be a lot of fish that are going to be presented to catch shallow. You know, it's getting that time of year. I just think you're going to have to find the right kind of bait and the banks and stuff that those fish are holding on. But Grand is a target-rich environment, and that's kind of, you know, what I like to do. You know, it's going to set up right up my alley, the way that I like to fish. And, you know, I hope it's not all the way kind of wide open, but I hope they're biting a little bit. I don't want to go all the way out there and not hardly catch nothing. You know?
Well, you know, the way it's been going for you, I don't think not hardly catch nothing is in the mix. And, you know, when you say target rich, too, I mean, are you finding that they're hitting a lot of moving baits right now, or is this you know, a lot of flipping and pitching?
I haven't even talked to anybody about it. I'm not even worried about it. You know, I've been just kind of playing around the last couple of days and just messing around. But, you know, tomorrow I'm going to start driving that way, get up there and get all my stuff prepared, and then start practice on Friday. So, you know, like I said, I mean, we can go over 1,000 things, but, I mean, if I had to bet, I mean, I would have a jig, a spinner bait, some kind of topwater bait tied on, and some kind of vibrating jig, and let's get it.
Yeah, that's good. It is right. Jacob Poroznik has been our guest. Well, congratulations on a great win, a great season. And, you know, we'll run you down. You win that Angler of the Year. We're going to have to run you down one more time. And it's going to be great to have you not only at Hartwell, hopefully, as well on the Elites again next year. Jacob Poroznik. Thanks, J-Pal.
Thank you, buddy, so much.
All right, thank you. What a great guy that is, and that's going to be a great addition. I don't want to drink jinx him or anything, but that's going to be a great addition having him back on the Elites. All right, we'll get a break and come back and wrap it up. It's Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Bass announced the 2022 BassPro.com Bassmaster Open Series, and entry fees will remain the same for the 2022 Open Circuit. Pro anglers will pay $1,800 per event with an $800 deposit due up front, while co-anglers will pay $475 per event with a $200 deposit. Online registration for both pro and co-anglers will begin November 9th for Bass Nation and Life members, and Bass members November 11th. Now, the Southern Open schedule is as follows, February 3rd through the 5th. The Kissimmee Chain of Lakes in Kissimmee, Florida. I'm really looking forward to that one. March 31st through April 2nd, it'll be the Cherokee Lake out of Jefferson County in Tennessee. And October 6th through 8th, beautiful Lake Hartwell in Anderson, South Carolina. The Central schedule is April 28th through the 30th at Ross Barnett Reservoir in Richland, Mississippi. September 22nd through the 24th at the Red River out of Shreveport-Bossier, Louisiana. And October 20th through the 22nd at Sam Rayburn in Jasper, Texas. And the Northern schedule is April 14th through the 16th at the James River in Richmond, Virginia, July 7th through the 9th at Oneida Lake in Syracuse, and September 8th through the 10th at the Upper Chesapeake Bay out of Cecil County, Maryland. That's a new one on the Opens circuit. Now is the time to go to the Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes and enter daily through October 18th for a chance to win a 2021 Toyota 4Runner with the off-road premium package, plus an AFCO $500 gift card, Grizzly G60 cooler, and a Yukonuba prize pack and 1 year of dog food and a large Big Green Egg integrated Nest Plus handler package. While you're there, also enter to win the Bassmaster Fall Gear Giveaway, a $10,000 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And you can sign up daily for the Fall Gear Giveaway through November 15th. Get all your official Bassmaster merchandise at Bassmaster.shop. Hats, shirts, hoodies, and more, all from your favorite outdoor brands in great Bassmaster styles. Plus, Bassmaster.shop has official Bass Nation merchandise. Shop for yourself or get gifts for your friends and family.